Residents of Ohio's Perry County, about an hour southeast of Columbus, say life there is peaceful, in large part because of their neighbor, a 4,500-acre state forest. But they worry their way of life and their health may be endangered by a proposal to open 545 acres of Perry State Forest to coal mining. Side Effects Public Media's Paige Flager reports.
I water my horses out of this creek down here.
Resting his hand on his horse's nose, Jeff Ivers looks out over his land. 43 acres, surrounded by forest on three sides. A small creek runs through it.
It's safe as far as human consumption, as long as you filter it. But I have well water, and if they mine, it's a chance of ruining my well, definitely ruin the creeks.
Ivers and many of his neighbors have concerns about the proposed strip mine. Research has shown that strip mining can pollute waterways and increase the risk of contaminated groundwater. It can also bring air and noise pollution. And that pollution impacts health. Studies show that people who live in parts of Appalachia where coal mining is prominent have increased health problems.
We've got a 5-year-old daughter we'd like to raise and keep her in the country and keep her a nice, clean, free spirit. You can't do that if they're mining around you. It'll be, Daddy, what was that noise? What are they doing? You want to hear backup beepers while you sleep? I don't.
Oxford Mining Company submitted a mining application for Perry State Forest at the end of 2017. Since then, the company filed for a bankruptcy reorganization and was bought up by a new company called CCU Coal and Construction. Vice President of CCU, Greg Honish, says the company will help repair rugged and barren terrain left behind by a previous strip mine that was never restored to its natural state.
The mining proposed by CCU is expected to improve the environmental health of the area by reclaiming the previously unreclaimed ground located in the Perry State Forest.
But Oxford's track record and the declining market for coal leave many residents worried. And a depleted state fund for cleaning up abandoned mining land only worsens their fears.
If we could everyone take a seat, please? We'd like to get started.
At a recent public meeting at a high school, Lanny Erdos of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources said the recent bankruptcy proceedings are not factored into the approval of mining permits. Right now, that agency is the only barrier CCU has to mining the state forest. The state already has given Oxford a permit to discharge wastewater, including some pollutants, into nearby waterways.
How often is a community able to stop a project like this?
That's a really good question, and it's a challenge. I'll admit it's a challenge for the community.
He says community input is being brought to CCU's attention. However, if the company meets all the application requirements, the agency has to approve the mining permit.
You see the tree line there? It's right behind the tree line. They can mine, what is it? I was told up to 300 feet from your property line.
Yellow dots are painted on trees where Bonnie Gary's property touches the southern end of the proposed mine. Her parents bought this land in 1962, and Bonnie has spent her whole life here, raised her kids here. Her family lives off well water. There's no nearby connection to a municipal water supply. She worries about their water being contaminated from the mining.
It's upsetting. Because this is where my kids are. But, you know, I mean, we have to get used to change. And if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. And I've already said in my mind that if it happens, it happens. And we gave it all we got.
It's still unclear how long Gary and her neighbors will have to wait. State officials don't know how long the permit process might take. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.